The CDC has changed its recommendation, now recommending that even people who are fully vaccinated wear masks indoors in areas with high transmission. And that would include Texas. The Department of State Health Services says hospitals now have almost 5,000 COVID-19 patients, up from just 1,500 at the beginning of July and the highest since the first week of March. Governor Greg Abbott has said schools in Texas cannot require masks, but former CDC Director Richard Besser says the state should reconsider.
Now CDC is recommending that all teachers, all staff, all students over the age of 2 wear masks in school. And the reason for that is that the variant is highly contagious. And given that the vaccine coverage rate in schools among high school students and middle school students is very low.
Besser says some people may not trust the vaccine, saying some minority groups may have generations of mistrust of the healthcare system and of government.
For health departments and other leaders, I would say don't give up on people who have said that they don't want to get vaccinated because people change their minds. What we're seeing here in New Jersey, there's some Latino communities where if you bring vaccine to them, to churches, to community centers, the uptake of vaccine is very high. Some individuals have distrust about going into health centers.
He says those same principles can apply here, with more vaccination clinics being held at churches where people can get the vaccine with fellow parishioners or their pastor. Besser says he hopes that'll lead to more adults and kids 12 and up getting vaccinated to protect them in the next school year.
We now have information from hundreds of millions of doses being given. We know that they're safe. We know they're effective. So for teachers and staff, clearly getting vaccinated is the way to go.
Besser now works with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which aims to improve access to health care for underserved communities. He says the pandemic has brought more attention to issues of inequity that already existed, saying structural racism has determined which schools get the most funding.
Most of the funding for schools comes from property taxes. And that means that if your school is in a wealthy neighborhood, it's going to have incredible resources. And if the housing stock is much lower, you're not going to see the same dollars coming into school. Just think about how our schools would look if each child had the same amount of money put towards their education. And in America, when we think about public school education, that really is the goal.
Besser says districts in North Texas have done work to prevent a learning slide, handing out tablets and even setting up free Wi-Fi in low-income areas. He says meals should remain free for all students, saying for many, a school lunch is the only nutritious meal they'll get the entire day.
Pandemic and the economic crisis have shined a light on a number of inequities and things that we put in place temporary solutions. We've seen in so many places school lunch being made available to everyone. Now that's in place through this calendar year, but that's something that should be made permanent. What we find is that the stigma of being called out, making them available to every kid, means that every child in class has the nutrition they need to be able to focus and concentrate.
But in response to the pandemic itself, Besser says the vaccine and masks are the tools that'll make the return to the classroom safe.
We so much want to declare victory on this pandemic and say that it's over. But this summer will, to a large extent, determine what the fall and winter look like. And so this is the time to double down, to really try and knock this out, to roll up sleeves, get vaccinated, put the masks on when we're indoors.
He says the vaccine will protect you, but also those around us.
And those around us include children, because as you know, no one under 12 has access to vaccines. What we do matters for them.
Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRWLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.